ABC Radio Australia.
Here in Australia, they refer to soccer as the world game because it is played in just about every country on the planet. But up in the North Pacific, soccer in the Marshall Islands is actually a rare sight. However, as Richard Hewitt reports, a group of enthusiasts are now putting together a constitution for a Marshall Islands Football Federation with the aim of spreading the soccer gospel.
Generally speaking, you don't see too many people in Marshall Islands, boys or girls, men or women, with a soccer ball at their feet. With one exception, says lawyer Divine Whitey.
In the evenings, people, at least expats, do some kickings here and there, but there's no actual formation of any clubs or any sort of tournaments. Except for Kwajalein, where the army base is, the game has actually been introduced there for the high school, and I believe there are tournaments that are actually played there.
Originally from soccer-crazy Solomon Islands, Mr. Whitey is one of the board members looking to form the Marshall Islands Football Federation and start building the game from the ground up. Assistant Attorney General Claire Lowick is also on the board, a niece of former President Christopher Lowick, and unlike many females in the islands, she has actually played the game.
I found it to be very engaging. Just a lot of running around and a lot of strategy going into it. And I played co-ed, so I didn't just play in an all-girls team, but I play with males as well. I see bringing it to the younger girls first, seeing how that would play out, and then maybe introduce it to high school.
But first, there are the practicalities of forming a sporting federation to be dealt with.
I've just finished drafting all the articles of association and the charter and the bylaws. So we'll be doing the registration with the Registrar Corporations as an organization in the Marshall Islands. Basically, we are looking at affiliating with the Marshall Islands Olympic Committee and see where we go from there.
Once the paperwork has been done, the task of popularizing soccer in the Marshalls will begin.
We will be working with the schools. That's the first one, and we develop tournaments there. The second one is to tap into a number of players that we have on the island, and one of them is to pull from the Kwajalein players, mostly expats and expat kids who are attending high school in the Kwajalein. And we have expats who are here, and we actually start doing some kicking around the place now to draw some interest in putting a team, because Marshall Islands will be hosting the 2022 Micronesian Games.
A long-term goal would be to be accepted as a full member of OFC, the Oceania Football Confederation. But Tuvalu and Kiribati know how hard it can be for small island states to win acceptance, having tried and failed for many years. But Divine Whitey is putting his faith in the words of the OFC president, Lambert Maltok.
Some time ago he said we need to include all the Oceania countries as part of the OFC. And here we are, we do not have Marshall Islands and the other smaller ones who are struggling still to develop soccer.
If at least associate membership of OFC could be achieved, and it's a big if at this very early stage, does Claire Lowick believe there's a chance of fielding a women's soccer team from Marshall Islands at the 2023 Pacific Games in Honiara?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I am not sure if it's possible, but I can't rule it out. There's quite a number of family members who have girls from the Solomon Islands, Fiji, from the South generally, who probably will partake in the sport. And I guess we can probably try to muster a team together. And if we're able to train now, 2020, in anticipation of having a team in 3 years, I'm not an expert, but I don't see why we can't.
Of course, playing matches requires grounds, and that could prove to be a problem for the Marshall Islands Federation, at least to begin with.
We have one large field right now. I guess it needs work. It would be like a central meeting place. It's right in the downtown area. But there are also two other areas where there's quite enough space to probably clear it up and get a nice size field for soccer.
A stadium for the Micronesian Games is due to be built on reclaimed land, and that will provide a centrepiece for Marshall Islands teams to play one day. Coaching expertise and basic resources like kit and equipment will also be needed, but one thing the new federation won't be doing is promoting an international competition for small island states. It's a rumour that's been floating around on social media, but Divine Whitey says it has no foundation whatsoever. As to the main game, there is no fixed timeline for what looks very much like a sporting experiment. But Claire Lowick, who has assisted with the preparation of the MIFF constitution, says the documents are ready to be executed, and once they are, the Marshall Islands soccer experiment can begin.
The efforts are being undertaken at the moment, and I see a lot of people already who are supporting the formulation and establishment of a soccer federation for both men and women.